FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community and music. That was Aaron Cole with Hands. Well, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, February 10th, 7:04 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Our next Throwback Thursday is for all the hopeless romantics out there. It's happening this week with a special theme all day long. Be listening for love songs of the past with relevance for today. The music memories start with the morning show at 6 on FM 90.3 WJTL.
Our very special guest this morning is Matt Buckwalter. He's the head of school at Linville Hill Christian School. Matt, good morning to you,
good
man.
Good morning, Liam.
How
good
are you, brother?
So good. Good to see you guys again.
Yeah, you too. It's great for you to be here. Is there anyone you're going to give a shout out to?
I'd love to give a shout out to my three youngest girls at home, Destiny, Isabel, and Mercy. They're at home with their mom this morning. And also my adult kids, Judah, Ezra, and his wife, Kendall, Noah, and his wife, Aubrey, and my daughter, Zion, and her husband, Jariah. And I got five grandkids out there now, too. So I'll hit them real quick. It's Shiloh and Eli. Then I've got baby Elliot, and also Hezekiah, and the youngest one, Lizzie.
Okay.
He's only almost a month old.
Oh, wow. I see you sketching something there. Yeah. What's the story behind why you sketch?
So my first grade daughter, Isabella, she loves to draw. And so this morning when I came in, I'm like, I'm going to sketch a studio out for her. She'll ask me about it today, and I'll tell her about you guys in this time here.
Oh, that's so special, man. Well, it's great to have you here. Tell us all about Linville Hill Christian School.
Yeah, Linville Hill is a K-12. We have about 450 students, and it's really rooted and designed to be a place where kids come in. They understand that it's a safe place for them to learn all through elementary, middle school. They start to get their traction, more pieces of identity. And they come into high school. We have a really unique program there where the kids come to school Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays they do an internship program.
Oh, cool.
Where from ninth grade on, they spend 13 weeks each semester out in the community learning from a mentor in a field of work they're interested in pursuing.
That's amazing. That's super unique. Now, for those trying to get a picture of what this looks like, do you have any good stories of how God is working through these students?
Yeah, so often, right, we think about where we arrive, the destination, but how we get there is really important. So I'm thinking right now about one of our 2025 graduates. She came into high school thinking, you know, I want to be a veterinarian. That's what I want to do. Love animals, and that's what I want to do. First internship placement was with a vet. She went in, they pulled out a needle, stuck a dog, and she was just about out. Oh, and she's like, I can't handle blood, needles. And realized, I never want to see an animal put down. And so she crossed that offer list. So often what we see in an internship program, it's not just what a student wants to do, but learning what they don't want to do as well can be really valuable.
It can be. That's just as important. There's such a craving. There's such a hunger for Christian education, especially across this area. Yeah. Is there room?
Yes, absolutely. Right now, we have space across all 12 grades, and we love to welcome students in. Even this year, we had a senior come for the first time, and he's now a contributor basketball on the basketball team, getting ready to go with us to Kenya. So whether you're out there and you're thinking, well, maybe there's not space, come on in, check us out.
That's really cool. There's an opportunity for folks to maybe get to know you a little bit better with an upcoming event. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, our annual spring banquet's called A Story Worth Telling. And this year, we're thrilled to have Katie Faust with us. She comes from a ministry called Them Before Us. And Katie carries a really unique passion to see us think about what does it mean to put the needs of children ahead of the need of adults, which is really might seem like a simple thing, but it pushes on each of us to get us to think about what does that look like in my life.
Hmm. That's really cool. And where is that happening?
So that's happening right down just a few miles from us. We have an event center there. We have rented out that evening. It's Tuesday, March 24th, 5 o'clock. You get a chance to meet Katie, spend some time with her, and then hear about what's on her heart.
That's amazing. If folks want to find out more about Linville Hill or the event, is there a good website that they can go to?
Yes, they can go to linvillehill.org or they can check us out on Instagram as well.
Okay, very cool. Linvillehill.org is the place to check it out. We're going to talk more with Matt on the way next. More music on the way as well. Andrew Rip, Josiah Queen, and more on the way.